Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
Hello, 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 my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And we start off the podcast looking back at last night's clash between Aston Villa against Southampton. Here's how it sounded live and exclusive on TalkSport.
Taken short this time by Coutinho. Gets it back from Luca Dean. Crossed in by Coutinho. Watkins with a header. And that's a better save against the crossbar. And he's turned in. Aston Villa lead. Jacob Ramsey has scored. And Douglas Luiz is going to come across to take this corner from the left-hand side. And why not? Because he scored two goals directly from corners already this season.
The crowd are telling
him to shoot.
They're not booing him. Telling him to shoot.
There's a lot of plays to get it past. It's guided in there. And Bazunu had to save it. As James Ward-Prowse prepares to take a free kick for Southampton. Crossed in towards the heads and headed in dangerously. And it took a very important clearance from Tyrone Mings to deny Mara as he came sliding in. Ward-Prowse, up goes Mings and heads it more up than out, but he's managed to do enough, and Buendia clears downfield. Goalkeeper had come forward for that, so his goal is empty, and Ings has gone for goal from the halfway line, understandably so. Gavin Bazunu was sprinting back, but Ings, just a little off balance, couldn't quite find the target.
Now, Aston Villa manager Steven Gerrard gave his reaction to his side's performance.
No, listen, it's always a nice feeling. We've played well at times since I've come into Aston Villa, and we've drawn or we've lost a game, and that feels really horrible and you feel hard done by. But tonight we've won in a different way, by grinding, by sticking together, by fighting and showing a lot of character and a lot of togetherness. And I thought out of possession we were really good tonight. We will get better in possession when we move up this table and we're a little bit calmer, we're a little bit more relaxed. You'll see the talent come out. But where we were at before the game, with the pressure that's been on us, it's important that we win in a different way.
And let's hear from the Southampton manager, Ralf Hasenhüttl, who also gave his reaction to last night's game.
Not good, for sure. We didn't see a good game today, but from our side, even worse. And we had really problems today to create something. Against the ball, it was okay. We didn't give them a lot of chances. We had defended as a team quite well, but it's not enough only to defend. You need to have, after the ball win, also the abilities to hurt them a little bit and to be more dangerous, but we haven't. Yeah, we always discuss about the height of the ball win. Yeah? When you are winning the balls a little bit deeper, like we do it in a moment, then they have a far way to go to the opposite goal, and therefore you can make more mistakes and it's harder to score. Higher ball wins up the pitch cause the issues that you are then a little bit more open in the defense, but we have to change a few things because we are not dangerous enough in the moment.
Now, also this weekend, we bring you live an exclusive commentary of Wolverhampton Wanderers against Manchester City and Newcastle take on Bournemouth. It's on TalkSport's Game Day, I'll have you know.
Jimenez turning smartly just inside the Newcastle half. He's found Hwang, who can burst into the area. Left foot shot. Brilliant finish from Hwang Hee-chan.
Now with the new striker, we can see the big difference since last year. Now they can see.
The big teams have to adapt and adjust as quick as possible. All the circumstances where it is. All the teams play sometime at 12:30. We are not an exception.
De Bruyne down the left. He's got the wrong side of Conte. He shrugged him aside. He's moved to the edge of the D. A right-footed drive into the corner. What a glorious goal from Kevin De Bruyne.
The ball is sent towards the far post. Comes back to Lascelles and he pops it off the goalkeeper and rifles in the return. and they are level.
Everyone's fighting for each other, everyone's giving more, and I think we've built a culture where the dressing room, the change room is doing those things now.
And Bournemouth looking to attack straight away with Solanke, and he scores!
They're sort of aggressive, play forward a lot, ask you big questions, so yeah, it'll be a tough game for sure.
Pep Guardiola spoke ahead of their trip to Wolves, a game you can hear live and exclusive on TalkSport.
They have a lot of very good things in terms of central defenders making a good process. And when they contact with the outside, they have incredible runners. They were in contact inside on the pitch. They have a lot of talent with Podence, with Guedes, with Moutinho, with all of them. They are a huge competitors for the Portugal mentality that normally they have. One of the toughest opponents we face in the last seasons, and tomorrow will not be an exception. So we have to be really, really prepared because they were all week preparing this game. And we had less recovery as possible because we play 12:30 tomorrow. So they have to be mentally prepared. Otherwise, will be difficult.
Moving on to Jim White now. And former Arsenal vice chairman David Dean looked back on how he managed to bring Arsene Wenger to the club.
Certainly it changed our lives when I met Arsene. And in fact, you know, he should have become manager straight after George Graham. And certainly I proposed him to the board and got roundly rejected. I was disappointed because nobody knew Arsene at the time. And then he took himself off to Japan. He wanted to test his ability, went to Grand Prix 8, which was a big move for him, coming out of the mainstream of Western European football, going out to Japan. And I was still in touch with him, fortunately. So it was very, you know, the meeting that we had, which was on the 1st of January 1989, Arsenal were playing Spurs that day, I remember. And he was just passing through London overnight. And he asked his agent at the time, you may remember Dennis Roach, who looked after Glenn Hoddle, to fix him up with the game. And he happened to come to the old Highbury. And that's where he met him. It wasn't me who met him first. Funny enough, it was my wife who met him in our cocktail lounge. And that's where Arsene was watching the game when he came over for that one game. And she made sure that I went through to the boardroom, to the cocktail lounge, and met him. And then suggested he comes out for dinner with us, and that was the famous game of charades, and everything flowed from there.
David Dean also went on to discuss his regrets of Ashley Cole's departure to Chelsea.
Well, we should never have lost him, in my opinion, and his contract came up for renegotiation, and we didn't offer him the right sort of money, and meanwhile Chelsea did, and then there was this clandestine meeting, which I got a call one day from a journalist, I think from the News of the World at the time, and he said, we've got a hot story off the press that your player, Ashley Cole, is actually being tapped up by Chelsea. I said, oh, yes. He said, I think you should come and see us. Really? So I went down to their offices, the News and World offices, and they said, here's a signed statement from a waiter in the restaurant, it was in the hotel, where Ashley Cole was meeting Chelsea. And he saw he was an Arsenal fan, the waiter, clearly, and he gave the story to the News of the World and broke there and then. And that really was the end of that. It was a great shame because Ashley was homegrown. He was an Arsenal boy. And I regret we didn't do enough, really, at the time to keep him at the club. And it was also when we were talking about building the stadium and finances. The tensions were raging about how we were going to finance the new stadium. And we were watching every penny. And consequently, we didn't do enough to keep him. And I regret that with hindsight. So, Ashley, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
And staying with White and Jordan, Newcastle defender Kieran Trippier sat down exclusively with Jim White about what England needs to achieve at this year's World Cup and his right-back competition.
Well, we got to a semi-final, we got to a final, we took the step and the next step. So our thought process and our mentality has to be to win. That's a given. We have to go into the tournament to have the mindset to win it. We've got a great team, a quality manager, so that should be the mindset and the process to any tournament. No, it's fierce. And obviously you want competition, and I've had that throughout my career. I've always been judged, shall we say, but I'm always one of them who gets my head down. Whoever I'm up against, I know I'm up against Trent, Reece, Walks, Kyle Walker-Peters, and then if I play left side, I'm against Chile, Mitchell, Luke Shaw. So the thing for myself is just about performing for my club. Make sure I give 110%, perform well, and keep perform well to stay in the England cell.
Kieran Trippier also explained Newcastle's plan for the season, but understands they need to remain realistic.
Last season was about staying up. So now, because we've achieved that, it's, you know, obviously we want to get as high as possible, but you have to be realistic as well. When, you know, we feel we can break into the top 10, shall we say. But we don't want to look too far ahead. We just want to just take it game by game and just keep building and keep progressing. And I feel like we're doing that. But, you know, everybody's got their opinion where we're going to finish. Obviously, I see you a lot on TalkSport and I watch you a lot. But we just want to take it game by game and just be patient. But we want to finish high as possible. That's a given.
On now to the TalkSport Breakfast Show. And former Everton and Arsenal striker Kevin Campbell spoke about what Jadon Sancho needs to do to get back into the England squad.
Manchester United didn't start the season well. So you could see where that part of it goes. But of late, he's been better. Mm. For me, I think Gareth Southgate knows what Jadon Sancho could do, but what he needs him to do is be more consistent. So he's had a spell of consistency now. Obviously, after the international break, he's going to have to still be consistent, score goals, affect games for Manchester United, and then Gareth Southgate could take him seriously.
Big Tony Cascarino also gave his say on Jadon Sancho and what his best position is.
Is he a terrific player? Well, yeah, the club's paid $70 million when he had an extraordinary time in Germany. He's never really replicated that so far for Man United in a United shirt. I felt like you, he's been on the fringes of games way too often. And there is a player in there that can do way more. And Sancho's going to have to show that maybe it hurts being left out. But if you respond and do brilliantly over the next month, you might have a chance. But it's a big thing to be left out of the squad.
Time to hear from Kevin Campbell now, who spoke about Ivan Toney and how he's finally been called up to England by Gareth Southgate.
He's proven that he is a difference maker for Brentford. He's a difference maker at the top end of the pitch in the Premier League. And someone who not only affects the goals, but defensively, he's a force as well in the air and assists. I think that is really key. And I've got to say, if you're going to call him up, I want to see him play with Harry Kane.
Mm. You do as well.
Those two up top.
On now to my favourite show of the week, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, where we were joined by TalkSport reporter Alex Crook, who updated us on the potential AFC Bournemouth takeover.
This takeover is happening. A consortium led by the American Bill Foley has been very successful in the world of hockey. And I think the reason that he's coming in is to build on the infrastructure, maybe improve the stadium, the training ground as well. They've got planning permission and work is underway for a state-of-the-art training ground. And I think just to build on the foundations and some brilliant foundations that have been left by Max Demin, the current owner. That Bournemouth were a League One side when he took over. They've twice graced the Premier League now. First time they were there for 5 years, newly promoted as well. And I think Demin just feels the time is right for a change. And I think most Bournemouth supporters will see him as a bit of a hero, really, because historically Bournemouth are nowhere near one of the biggest clubs in the land. And here they are now seemingly being purchased by a big deal in America. You look at his personal net worth, $1.2 billion, according to Forbes, Bill Foley is worth. So I think Bournemouth fans can be pretty optimistic about this takeover.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On to breakfast, and it's seven-time Grand Slam doubles champion Jamie Murray giving his thoughts on the retiring Roger Federer.
What he did for the sport and the way he kind of played his tennis, how he won his championships and stuff, like, I think that's why he's maybe held in higher kind of regard than maybe the other guys to a lot of people. And I think that's just, yeah, that's what made him so special. Mm. And that's why people, you know, traveled from all parts of the world just to come and watch him play. It was like a pilgrimage for many to come incredible. And see him. Yeah. He loved the tour. I think that's why he still was desperate to come back and play at 41. I think he liked being in the locker rooms and the player lounges around the guys, around his peers. I think that's what he enjoyed most about it. Apart from the competing, obviously. And yeah, I think for him, so much of his life, you know, his every move was kind of was followed and analyzed and everything. And I think for him, probably where he felt maybe most relaxed was, you know, behind the scenes at the tournaments with his other players, where he could kind of mess around and, you know, have fun and not feel like he's going to be judged for everything that he's doing or saying.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'll be back on Drive Time alongside Darren Bent next Tuesday at 4 p.m. and, of course, for the rest of the week. There will obviously be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.